Have you had a moment where something has gone completely awry and you're like, well, the routine's out the door?
Yes.
No! Okay.
It was at the Pirates of the Caribbean show we did.
Oh, no.
And
way.
At the last minute, I added a gag that I thought was going to be funny.
Oh. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast!
Yay!
We are here in the canoe riding down the river. I've had too much caffeine, so we're going real fast today. And joining me on this light speed canoe is Cosmo from The Cosmo Show!
How are you?
I just said The Cosmo Show and not The Cosmo Network.
It's okay.
That's how long it's been.
It's how long it's been. It's been a very long time. Whew. Yeah.
I am so happy that we're back. For those of you that like don't know, because to you, you see an episode every week and you're like, what is happening? We haven't seen each other since February.
Yep.
That's insane.
I know.
How did we manage that?
Life gets in the way. You know? There's like, you know, for people at home, we got things to do on the outside to bring to you later, you know?
You know, we're working on other stuff.
Yeah.
We got lives, we got things going on, but we just batched a bunch of episodes, totally just haven't seen each other in a bit. Did a Lord of the Rings party the other night.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, and now we're back again. So this feels like really refreshing and like, I'm excited to be here.
I know. I've been busy trying to get my network back together. It will come back soon. So people, if you're watching, if you're fans of the Cosmo Network, have patience. But watch all the other old episodes because that's cool. It helps me out. But
get caught up.
Yeah, get caught up because new stuff is coming. So I'm excited to be here. This is Austin. It's my favorite place. This is my safe place. I even told my therapist this is a safe place.
You told your therapist about our show?
Yes.
Stop it.
And I think my therapist is subscribed to the Cosmo Network. They love the cooking show. And I think they're starting to watch the Delulu Canoe. So, yeah.
God, I hope my therapist isn't here. Oh, no. Hi, if you are, thanks. I'll see you on Friday. But that's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know you talk about the show with your therapist. That's pretty cool. I love that.
Well, you want to know what I do as a creative outlet. And I told him, I was like, yeah, I have a show where I interview people, blah, blah, blah. And I'm on a podcast where we talk about Delulu.
Yeah.
He's like, Delulu? I'm like, you got to check it out. I'll send you a link. He's like, okay, well.
I mean, any way to get the subs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get those free subs. But speaking of getting those free subs, we actually have an exciting guest here today, which I don't know how that has anything to do with subbing. But, like, you've seen the show.
Oh, yeah.
You're aware of the show. So our special guest today is actually a boylesque, although I want to argue that name. I think it should be called manlesque. Hear me out. But we've got Ryder joining us today.
How about burlesque?
Burlesque.
Is that what it actually is? Did I mess up?
No, you're fine. No, we go by boylesque, yes.
It just feels a little not manly.
No, it's a little diminutizing, but you know.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't coin it. I just go by it. So
right. Like none of us here are like reinventing the wheel. We're just we're participating in the thing that exists. But like it's always strange to me that it's called boylesque instead of like manlesque or brolesque.
I think it's closer to brolesque sounds a little more like brolesque. You know, it's more,
true.
It's like, not something that's you know we want to see.
Yeah, it's like a Jersey Shore or like Vegas Tool kind of thing. You know, brolesque.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'd go see brolesque.
That's like
with my bros.
What is that? I used to do boudoir shoots before, and they always call them like brodoir. I was like, no, I like doudoir better.
Doudoir,
like,
yes.
Doudoir. Okay, yes. I love that. So my favorite thing about you is that, especially like with a lot of burlesque performers, is that they have like a very much so persona with their stage kind of character that they build, and like that's what they post on Instagram. And nothing else. So it's like, you were kind of like a clean slate to me where I did some research on you, but not a lot came up because like, this is your thing.
Yeah. I'm still pretty new. I mean, the personality is Ryder All Night. So it's, you know, I'm still new in that respect. I've only been doing it for about 3.5 years now, give or take.
Wow.
So I got into it late in life. It was not meant to be anything I was, you know, doing seriously, but it's sort of like been this fun thing to do now. So
do you perform at night?
I've done brunch shows. I've done night shows.
It's only in the morning.
Yeah.
Because if it's only at night, you'd be the night rider.
Yeah, that could be fun too. Yeah, right.
Hell yeah.
I mean, there's so much that you can do with burlesque. Like you said, like there's a lot of like brunch is kind of the new popular thing. with, maybe it's not new, it's been around for a bit, that like they'll do kind of like a brunch event, but I haven't really seen like a morning. I mean, I've been to one show where it was like 11, but that still kind of counts as brunch.
Yeah.
And it was after a long weekend and I was kind of like, I'm burlesqued out. Like I can't, it was a lot. It was a lot. So maybe it's better to keep it at night. That way you get to nap. Recover.
Well, I mean, who's going to go to see a burlesque show on, you know, 8 a.m. on a Tuesday kind of thing?
It's in Vegas.
That's, you're not wrong.
Right? Actually, in Vegas, yeah. They don't know what time it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what got you started into burlesque? Oh. And like, how did you find your way here?
It was a joke, actually, originally, because when I first started, I was in Rocky Horror Shadow Cast.
Oh.
And they were doing their annual April Fool's show, and they just randomized everything. And as the little wheel of death is spinning around, it ended up on the Trixie routine, which is the burlesque routine in the Rocky Horror Shadowcast world. And everyone was laughing because I thought it would be the funniest thing in the world to have, you know, me up there stripping in front of a bunch of people. And I even thought, wow, this is not something I'm so super comfortable with because I've never taken off my clothes in front of, you know, an audience before. So, I mean, I'm a theater kid, so I've done a lot of that stuff. But at the same time, it's completely different when it's like, you're up there by yourself. So so everyone thought it would be funny in the world. I took it deadly seriously and I did all my homework and I was talking to the leadership and they're like, hey, we want you to do sort of like this Rod Serling kind of character. And I was like, that sounds great. Perfect. Mm. You know, I can get up there and be Twilight Zone. Mm-hmm. And I started doing it and everyone just lost their minds. It was like they were loving it because there's not a lot of male Trixies that do Shadowcast stuff. And so it was like, getting up there was something new for that nobody had seen before. And the minute I got done, all the other guys in the cast were like, I want to do that next. And so there was like, it started a wave. And I was like, this is awesome. And I left that cast to go to another cast. And just on that cast, there was a woman that was a burlesque performer. And she's like, hey, we have an opening for our Harry Potter show. Do you want to come and be, you know, Malfoy? And I was like, this wasn't supposed to be serious. You know, it was supposed to be me just being, you know, just doing a one-off kind of thing. But it got picked up and I've been working there ever since with, you know, the Dirtless Secrets Burlesque. So
incredible. That's wow. Awesome. So for people that don't really know, can you explain like what shadow casting is and like what that means? Like if they, you know, nothing about theater. And...
Yeah. So shadow casting, that's really for Rocky Horror particularly, because I mean, there's some other shows that do, you know, shadow casting as well. I think there's one for, I'm blanking on it now, but like Heathers, there's other movies out there where they get up there and they, you know, they act out the movie in front of the movie. So you're watching them do it. And usually in Rocky Horror, there's the whole callbacks and stuff that is always so much fun. They're up there performing the entire show for you, you know, while you're watching the movie too. So it's sort of like this whole thing. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. So you see it like happening at like the same time sort of thing.
I did a Rocky Horror once.
Yeah.
Well, it was just, they were showing the movies and then people just all dressed up. And then it was a theater that had enough stage, but it wasn't that deep or big or like a practical stage.
It never is.
Never is. And that was the first time, was in San Diego, and I dressed up as Frankenfurter.
Nice. Was that Crazy Imaginations?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Wow,
yes.
Wow, there you go.
Yes. And I was just like, I just love Tim Curry. So I'm like, anything, I'm down. I'm just down. And like, it was, I wish. Because like back then they had the theater lanes. They had one side, one in the middle. But then they changed it, like where it's just like seats on one side, one lane down the middle. During the whole like presentation of Frankenfurter, I was like, I just wish I was going down the middle. So it was awesome, beautiful.
Dang, that's so cool. I have not seen a shadow cast anything.
Oh, you have to go. It's a lot of fun.
I want to. It's on my like list of like very LA things to do because like a lot of my friends are involved in them. But I just haven't like
had. Sense of Flesh is there. That's like the one of the longest one running ones too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I wouldn't
know. It's a great cast.
That. Yeah. So on this show, and we've talked a little bit about burlesque and like now how you've gotten into it, we like to bring guests on that, you know, they're on social media, they're posting, they're doing their thing.
Yep.
But a lot of people don't get the chance to like talk about something like really weird and niche and like kind of personal to them that makes them feel a little delulu. We try to get people to talk about positive sides. So like, you know, let's keep it positive. But I do want to know, like, what is making you feel delulu?
Oh man, performance, just creating characters. That's my jam. It's like, that's one thing I got into the theater like at elementary school to sort of like be somebody different. And so it's like, you know, creating these characters, becoming somebody that's not you for like that brief moment is just something I love doing. And it's like, I do it in theater because I do community theater as well.
cool.
Like I'm always the one that invests in everything, so it's like mm-hmm. I'll come to those theater shows, and I'll be like, you know, I'm the one that always brings extra costumes because it's like,
oh yeah,
it's like I want to go that extra mile, you know, have that sort of like little character choice that I, you know, most people don't, but it's a lot mm-hmm. of fun to like invest in that, do a lot more.
Yeah, so walk me through like character development. Like I recently have been like submitting a lot of my burlesque acts for like mm-hmm. different shows, and like everybody's got their own process of like building their, not only the routine, but the character that they're portraying, or like the persona that you want the audience to grasp.
Yeah.
What does that look like for you when it comes to character development?
For me, it's usually like, well, so we do a lot of like theme shows. So mm-hmm. it's like, what's the theme? So like the one that's coming up is Beetlejuice. So it's like, sometimes they always precast things, so it's, you know, it's like you can't oh. have all the characters you want. So I'm not playing Beetlejuice, unfortunately. But it was like sticks. Coming up with the best going through the movies. It was like, you know, Adam Maitland was up there because I know they wanted to put a little more stuff with the Gina Davis character. So it's like we're gonna be bouncing off each other a few times. But you know, going through that whole process, it's like I come up with gags because I'm more theater based. So it's like, you know, for me, I'm not much of a dancer. I'm what they call a mover.
Okay.
So, like I can take choreography, I can do it, you know, no problem. I'm good at that. But it's like me, it's like I'm running through the routine and I'm mm-hmm. planning where I want my musical beats, where I want my gags, you know, whatever I'm going to be doing in the show to make people laugh or smile or, you know, feel things. It's like, that's where I'm kind of capture those moments. So it's like, I go through my list and I write them all down and then I present that to the producer and they're like, yeah, we want this routine. You know, sometimes they reject it, you know, once they got sure. other people that were doing better things or whatever, or have better ideas. But for the most part, it's like, I go, I get my costume, I make, convert it to tear away because, mm-hmm. you know, everything's got to be taken off at some point. So, yep. but yeah, no, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Do you like sit down and like rewatch the movie and then find like YouTube clips and then obsess yep. and then like get sucked in? And
especially when it's like stuff you're trying to remember from the movie and it's like, oh, I want to hit this beat in the movie because that's important. Like yeah. I'm going to be, for the Beetlejuice one, my idea is I'm going to come out with like a, you know, model kit and stuff like that. I'm going to have a big bottle of glue and the glue's going to get stuck on my fingers and it gets stuck on the clothes. And so the clothes are going to kind of get tugged away and torn off and nice. Stuff like that. So. And it's usually a lot of fun.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That, yeah. But how are you going to, no, don't tell me how you're going to do it. Don't ruin the gag. Oh man. That's like the coolest thing about burlesque, in my opinion, is like the wondering how something is done and like, where did the idea come from? Mm. You know, like what was the inspiration? But obviously if you've seen the movie, you kind of know where it's coming from. But how long, so they tell you that there's a show, right? Yes. They go, okay, the theme is Star Wars. How long?
Which is in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
We got Star Wars weekend. It's a lot. It's a big thing. Wow.
Yeah, May 4th.
Yep.
May
4th. That's right. I should have known.
I'm working May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. I'm not on May 4th, unfortunately, because they already have Luke Skywalker. But.
Aww. So you hear what the theme of the show is. Yeah. Do they like let you know 6 months in advance? Or like it's, how?
Lately, it's been like that, where it's been way in advance. Like I've got stuff booked for September now that I've, you know, okay, I haven't even wrapped my brain around the routine yet, but. Yeah, no. So they give you an advance notice that we're going to do a show. Submit your ideas, and so you just come up with a bunch of ideas, you know, and write them all down, type them, and sort of pitching the ones. I mean, usually, what I've been doing lately is trying to go, you know, build routines based on costumes I already have because my costume closet is insane right now.
Do we need a tour? Right?
Not right now. It's a mess because it's like I've just been performing, and like every time I go back there, I just throw it all in there. And not
that's that closet. Yeah. We will not open that door. Nope. I feel you. But
my closet has like a bunch of cubbies and a bunch of different like things, like all my gloves, all my, you know, glasses, different kinds of weird props because we did an Austin Powers one. So there's a lot of questionable sex toys.
I wanted to go to that one so bad. But I feel you on the closet being filled with things.
Oh.
Very interesting things. But it is smart also that you're like trying to create routines in a sustainable way too, because like costuming gets very expensive.
It still hasn't been profitable for me. Like the whole burlesque thing, I'm not making a lot of money. Most of it is going like recycling back into costumes. Yeah. So
I feel that.
That's... It's like cosplay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Any way you can try to like grab from this thing and add to this thing to make it great. Like that's why I paid a stupid amount for a really great burlesque costume. And I now have 3 acts that go with it that like each one's a little different or there's a piece that's missing. Just to kind of like make the money back from that costume piece. But for a little bit, I'm going to try to not get another costume. So hold me to it.
It's so hard. Happen. It's so hard to do that because it's just like you got ideas and it's like lately when we redo a show because I have some of my shows have actually returned. Like this Austin Powers one's the one we did twice. So
oh, cool.
It's like I have better ideas the second time around, so I'll go out and buy new pieces or I'll fix the old ones, you know, because it's burlesque. So sometimes things tear. So it's like you have to go back and sew it back up. Mm-hmm. Like I made a mistake where I was ironing my tearaway pants like the day of the show, not realizing it was set to a different setting and it burnt a hole straight through them. But luckily enough, I had a backup pair of pants. But
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh. The day of a show, I don't touch anything because I have the worst luck. Like, I don't know if you can see it from here. I moved this, well, you can see from up here. I moved an entire cloud ceiling that was falling apart and I put it over there. And as soon as I was done, I'm like, wow, it's complete. It's done. And there's like, see those like black clips up there? Mm-hmm. There's one that's supposed to be on the other side of that plant, but I went to like move it and I completely ripped the paint off the wall. So I...
There goes your deposit.
Yeah. I have just learned that like, it's okay to just be done with something and walk away from it and just be like, yep, I did it. Don't go the extra mile sometimes. Just be done. It's all good. But then, okay, back to burlesque and like actually sticking to something. So they let you know, do you have to tape all of your acts too? Or is it a little bit different? Because like, I feel like men are a little more in demand for burlesque. Or there's just not as many shows. So it's probably harder to find guys.
It's actually pretty rare. And it's even rare to find like the straight guys. So that's a whole nother subgenre. Like there's a lot of, you know, gay men that do burlesque, which is amazing. There's some really good talented performers, but it's kind of funny because when I was in a bar, one of my first shows, I'm up there eating a salad before the show, and this guy sits next to me. He's like, "Hey, are you gonna go to the show downstairs?" I was like, "I'm actually in the show."
Yes.
He's like, "Wait, you're doing burlesque?" And I'm like, "Yes." He's like, "You're gay?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not gay, but you know, it's okay."
Wow.
But yeah, so it's kind of funny. So there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of there's a lot of men in burlesque, but it's mostly just very, very few straight men, which is kind of interesting because I follow them all. So I follow as many people as possible. So,
I mean, of course, as you should, like that's the way to build community and like networking. Cause like if somebody can't make a show, they could throw a bone to you and like vice versa. So yeah, there's a lot of that. I guess like you're kind of like the first boylesque performer that I've had on the show. Actually, you are the first, but I've met a ton of them like throughout the years. Cause I used to go to the Hollywood Burlesque Festival as like a watcher and just like cheering everybody on. So I know a lot of them in that sort of context, but I didn't realize that like there was a bit of, it's not a divide, but like there's kind of like a gay or a straight or a bisexual thing where it's like, oh, like where do you fall on this when it comes to boylesque? So
it doesn't really, it's not really important, that part of things. Right, like we're all just all up there taking our clothes off. So it doesn't matter who's in the audience or what you're into.
True.
In fact, I think that's one of the reasons why it's kind of fun because we're doing a whole boylesque show in Harvell's in, I'm going to ruin this right now, May 19th, I want to say.
Coming soon.
Yeah, coming soon. It's in a few weeks. But it's an all-boy review. It's going to be a lot of fun. What else? Speaking of the boylesque stuff, it's a lot of fun because, like, most – the audience in most burlesque shows aren't men. It's mostly women. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you get a guy showing up, it's like the vibe changes and everyone's like, "Ooh, this is fun," you know,
because
it's not expected. So
I feel like that's the most exciting part of the Hollywood Burlesque Festival. Like, because you see like the amazing classic acts and like the starlet category. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really good this year, not to my own horn, but it's like you get those two like flavors and then all of a sudden it switches to the men. And like you said, the dynamic definitely changes.
Yeah.
And you never know how it's going to fall with the men's competition because there's usually somebody who's really funny and they have a really great, clean, funny act.
Yep.
But then there's somebody who takes it more classic and you're like, wow, their act is really clean too. And then there's usually somebody who's like, it's their first time and maybe they're, you know, kind of going through the bumps and the bruises of it. So you're like, okay, we see that. And it's just fascinating to see like how it all shakes out because everybody's got their own slice of like what they want to present as a burlesque performer. Mm-hmm. Like you typically see people that do comedy acts, like that's kind of their thing or like cosplay or they stick to classic, but it's fun with the guys. Cause I feel like you all get to, like, you have a little bit more fun with it. There's a little less pressure for some reason.
There absolutely is. And I'm not sure why that is, but it's a lot of fun. Cause like you can choose your path. And so it's like, I do have routines where it's mostly me, you know, being the bumbling idiot kind of thing. I do have a clown routine for my No Doubt show, which is a lot of fun that I'm got picked up for the Chicago show, so I'm going to be Mr. Cellophane in that one.
Oh my God. So that's gonna be fun. I want to see that act. Oh my gosh.
So, but it's like I do comedy pretty well. But I also like being the sexy guy, but of course I don't have any abs. So that's one thing that's been, you know, we're still working on, but like all bodies are burlesque bodies. So it's like,
exactly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stereotypes still with burlesque. Like even when I compete, like I'm not going to name names, but like there was a person who like very much so pushed me towards having a classic act.
Okay.
And like their big reason to me, like to be like, you should have a classic act. Like you should have one. You should have one. I was like, no, I just want to keep doing like cosplay. Like that's what I want to do. And they very much so were like, yeah, but you have a look that says classic, or like, you're funny, but you're never going to be as funny as the other performers because of your look. And I hear them, and I did come up with the classic act. Like I have it, but also I feel like there's a stereotype with it where it's like, you kind of are forced to stay in a lane when it comes to, at least for the women. I don't know if you feel that at all.
Not currently.
No, that's great then that you get to kind of play. And like, at the end of the day, it's up to us because we get to build the routines and the acts and like what we want to submit in. But it's like once people see your persona or like your stage character as a certain way, it's hard to adjust. It's kind of what I'm seeing.
Yeah, but it really is. And I mean, you do have a Hollywood classic beauty. So it's like, you know, that's why I can see why people would want to push you towards classic. But no, like Nerdlesque, like the Neo stuff, that's that's where the fun is. Because like you can get away from like, I love the classic burlesque acts, don't get me wrong.
Same.
But it's a lot more fun when there's more character involved. Not that there's any character in classic. I'm sorry, I'm probably misspeaking here.
No, you're not at all. I 100%. Like it's like classic is very, it's just different because like you're not trying to get people to laugh. You're not trying to like, you're entertaining them, but in a very like slow, like beautiful way, very glamorous. Whereas like Neo,
it is Vegas showgirl.
Yes. Yeah. But like Neo, Neo Burlesque is like more comedic, can be more comedic.
A lot more pop culture.
Culture, more modern, I'd say. But like, to me, it's like, it's not like one is better than the other. It's just what you enjoy and like what feels good on your body is kind of where I'm at with it.
Same with cosplay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of cosplayers. I follow a lot of cosplayers. I was like, you would make a very good burlesque performer if you just, you know, made it into Tearaway.
There is still a bit of a stereotype too with burlesquing. I don't know if you've seen, did you see the comedian clip that's cycling right now on social media?
One?
It's one where he's like, burlesque is stripping without the athleticism.
Oh my God. Yeah, I saw that. I was not a fan of that.
Yeah.
Dude, my friend.
That's just ignorance.
She does pole dancing. And she does the ring thing and everything like that. And she's absolutely phenomenal. Her name is Olivia Youngers. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about phenomenal. And it's not like strip joints pole dancing. It's really artistic, beautiful, and
Cirque.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's a difference, bro.
There's a level of athleticism there that is insane. Like, I'm not even capable of that.
I know. And do you know how hard it is to stand on stage and do nothing but make sexy faces at people?
Oh, yeah.
It is so hard. Like, slow burns don't get the credit they deserve. And they're coming up now. I'm seeing a lot of people doing them. Mm-hmm. But it is so hard to fight the urge of, like, adding a trick, adding a thing, putting your splits here. It's like the art of just standing there and letting people take you in is frightening.
Yep.
Especially when you're like half dressed. Oh, like it's a lot.
That's why I admire Vita the Void. Mm-hmm. She does a lot of spooky, spooky acts.
Yep.
And it's sexy, but then she does this like something, like a facial expression or just like something that accidentally happens. She's like, ah, damn it. While she's trying to be sexy, I was like, this is fucking hilarious. I love it.
Yeah, the mistakes are sometimes what makes the show even better. Right. You know, it's like, how do you recover?
That's not easy.
Especially
on the malfunctions and stuff. So,
that is theater, 100%.
Yeah.
Thinking on your
live
feet.
Theater. Yep.
Live theater.
Show must go on. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you had a moment where something has gone completely awry and you're like, well, the routine's out the door?
Yes.
No. Okay.
It was at the Pirates of the Caribbean show we did.
Oh, no.
And
way.
At the last minute, I added a gag that I thought was gonna be funny. And I didn't stitch. The character I was playing was Blackbeard. I thought it'd be funny if I take off my pants and I have braids coming out of my thong.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I didn't stitch the braids into the thong, so it pulled the entire thing down, and let's just say I flashed about 150 people in a very crowded audience for about 30 seconds.
Oh, no.
Where my boys were hanging out and
no!
Yeah. Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Right now. No, that's okay. It happens. It totally. Because the thing about burlesque also is that when you take things off, you're not really supposed to look down at it. So it's like you probably had no idea.
I had zero idea. Because since the braids were there, I couldn't feel anything. And the entire audience is losing their goddamn mind because they were loving it. And I was like, oh, I'm doing well. This is awesome.
The joke is great.
Yeah, everyone loves the braids. And it turned out, because the photographer and the audience sent me the photos afterwards. And it's like, I'm up there living my best life, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like.
And they're just hanging out.
They're just there. No. I was like, I showed way more than I intended to. My producer's like, did you intend to have a ball reveal? I was like, no, I really didn't.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, yeah, in some places they have rules about that, too. Like, you can't just, like, hey, oh, you know. Like,
I've seen a few pasty slips, like, come off. I'm like, oh, wow.
That's about a $500 fine, I think it is, or $5,000. It's a ridiculous amount of money. That's why men wear the pasties as well, in solidarity, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We love the solidarity.
Right?
Yeah. I had a pasty pop on my debut performance, so I feel it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No. Yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal, though, because I had toupee tape and everything underneath, so it kind of created this, like, it almost looks like a filter on my nipple. So it was very, like, it worked really well in my favor. And I feel like it worked for the act, too, because I was Velma. So it's like she would have something go wrong. And, like, throughout the act, most people, like, getting back to characterization, have taken Velma and done a burlesque act where the entire time everything's going wrong. Or she's embarrassed that she looks sexy. I've seen a lot of those acts. But my act is that she spots somebody in the audience and she likes them. So she's doing it to, like, tease him. So it weirdly worked with my act. And I just went to take the bra off at the very end, lift up, all the things. Things look great. But the one side just for some reason didn't stick. And it, like, right when I went to take the bra up, I saw it clank and hit the floor. And I was like, grabbed it, shoved it back on, went for it. And it still popped off again. Yeah. So I was like, well.
You can never have enough top stick. It's lifesaver.
Okay, I was going to ask you about this because I am a very sweaty person, although people call it glistening. What do you do to get them to stick?
I usually spray alcohol on the area.
Yep, yep.
I use a lot of top stick, actually.
And that's the toupee tape, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have no issues?
Not yet. Not so far. So
that frustrates me.
Like, I used to, like, just buy the regular old, pasties and put those on, but they would always, like, fall off. So it's like I started putting, even if it's like a normal pasty, I would put top stick on it and stick it on, and it's been staying up for most. And we do two shows a night, so it's like I put them on there and they're there for the rest of the night. So
dang,
yeah, I'd probably use super glue just to be safe.
So there are some people that use spray on adhesive and stuff. Yeah. And when we went to Vegas to do the burly pics, like, we had assholes that we put on our butts, and they would spray the adhesive and stick it on my ass. And it was like, I still have underwear that's ruined because that glue just sticks on everything.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's what I got to try next. Because, like, the toupee tape, it's like after two rounds of, because, like, you have to film your submissions for a lot of places. And after two rounds of doing it, like, they start to fall. And I had good luck when I did my routines in Texas. So I'm kind of wondering, I'm like, maybe is it the environment? Maybe, like, are they sensitive to the weather, the humidity? Like, I'm still trying to figure that one out because I've been using the toupee tape and it either works phenomenally or not at all. So I think I just have to.
Adhesive is funny like that, though. I mean, I've used spear gum on stage and it doesn't want to stick to my skin. I've used Prozade, doesn't stick to my skin. So it's like, but the top stick for some reason works really well.
Yeah, I just got to try some other ways. Like, I've been thinking about switching to, like, eyelash glue, but then you have to let that dry. Mm-hmm. And if you have two numbers, because, like, for most festivals, for at least from my experience, you only get to get up once, unless you're in, like, a group act or something. But when I get hired for, like, a brunch event or just, like, kind of a one-off show, they require you to submit two acts, and they'll pick you up for both of them. And that's kind of where I get screwed, is that if there's two and I have to swap everything out, if I'm going to glue it, then I'm just going to have glue all over everything.
Yeah.
So I'm baby. I'm still trying to figure this out.
And that's always the worst, too, is like when the glue sticks, is like you're sticking to your costume. And it's like, I wanted that to come off smoothly, and it's like stuck to your skin. So.
Yeah. And you're like, well.
So that's what happened to Janet Jackson.
You know, I don't think that's what happened, but you know, we'll call it that. So then, have you submitted for, like, any big festivals out of the country?
What did we do? Mile High Festival, I think a year ago. We brought our Kevin Smith show. It was, like, a group number that we brought there. Mm-hmm. Won the Mile High Festival, which which was a lot of fun. And then we took that one to Burley Picks and went through regionals to nationals.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Okay, that's super cool.
And I'm going to be, I'm submitted. I haven't got accepted yet, but I've submitted to Burley Picks. That's going to be in LA this year. So
what is Burley Picks? I don't know about that one.
Burley Picks is the Burley, the burlesque festival that's like in Vegas, and it's a national thing. So it's like we got nationals are generally in Denver, I think. I'm not sure if they're changing up this year, but yeah.
Yeah, see, there's still stuff that I don't even know. There's so many. Yeah.
There is a lot of burlesque festivals.
There is. Awesome. And I'm wondering, are they there are all year round? Or like, because all of applications are like right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of like, there's so many.
Like, I know Hollywood, the Hollywood Burlesque Festival is every year. So that's a lot of fun too.
Yeah. I mean, I love that one. Mm-hmm. I've seen it many, many times. Miss My Youth actually came on the show. We talked about it with her. Same thing with Gwen Ruby. So it's just kind of like a staple for me in my life now that I'm just like, yep, I'm either going or I'm in the show now. So, nice. Yeah, that one's really fun. I am doing BHOF, like I'm watching BHOF this year.
Yep.
That's Burlesque Hall of Fame. So it's like another really big one.
Yeah.
Tickets were expensive this year. Yeah. So I'm like, maybe not next
year. We submitted that one too and didn't get accepted, but that's okay.
Oh, really? Yeah. As like a troop?
Our group number, which was like the big Kevin Smith thing that we usually do. So
that's a bummer.
Yeah.
But I mean, huh. I did hear that there's a lot of like resurgence coming into the burlesque community. And I like to think that's because, well, I don't particularly care about Taylor Swift, but I think it's because her album was like Diary of a Showgirl. And I think everybody was like, I want to be a showgirl. So I feel like there's a bit of a wave with that. But
there is. And there's also like that whole thing where like the movie Burlesque came out and everyone thought that's what burlesque was. And
yes!
Like, you ask any burlesque performers, they're like, that movie's garbage.
Yeah. I actually watched it the other day just because I hadn't seen it through the eyes of like now that I'm performing and like in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to like watch it. And the movie itself wasn't bad.
No, it's not bad. It's kind of like a... somebody's idea of burlesque as opposed to it actually being burlesque. So.
Right. It was more like cabaret.
Yeah.
But like, there's already a musical called, you know, so I kind of get where that comes from in some sort of mm-hmm. way. But like the movie was very entertaining and I understand maybe why people have seen the movie and are like, oh my God, I love burlesque. And then they realize it's no, you're actually getting like all the way down.
Yeah.
Which can be a lot for people. Was that ever a fear or anything for you at all?
Oh my God, yes. Like, I mean, because I'm you know, I'm still sort of like this body dysmorphia because I grew up a very lanky kid and then I gained a lot of weight and then I, you know, lost all that weight and all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, you're attractive. I was like, oh, am I? So I mm-hmm. do struggle taking compliments from people. Mm-hmm. So, but that's actually been really good, like for me with burlesque, because like everyone's complimented you. So I've been able to just go, thank you. I'm glad you think that.
Yeah. So, yes.
That's gotten better. But at the same time, it's like, no, like, yeah, absolutely. Getting up there. Sometimes I feel like, you know, like I've just retained water kind of thing. And it's like, I'm just feeling like I'm outside of my skin. But that's when I can disassociate. And that's when Ryder comes in. Ryder doesn't have those problems. You know, Ryder is very much a very confident individual. So he can get up there and get down to a thong and it doesn't matter.
Even Beyonce says she has, what is her persona on stage?
Shots of Fierce.
Yeah. I don't know if she still goes by that, but like even if Beyonce has to have like a persona that totally checks out, that we need one.
It can be a lot. I mean, some days you're not feeling sexy. Some days you're not feeling like, you know, you want to be on stage, but it's like, you're there because you have to do the show. So
some days I'm not feeling Cosmo.
Right.
I just want to stay in and be a hermit, take everything off and relax for about a week.
We're all vulnerable human beings. Sometimes we just have a hard time showing it.
Yeah, exactly. We're all people and have feelings and get scared. I think the weirdest part about it is that like I already had such a presence online because I was a nude model for many years. And so to me, that was never like a concern getting up and doing burlesque until I was backstage at the Hollywood Burlesque Festival. And one of my friends who we talked to like every once in a while, she was competing as well. Mm-hmm. And her and I both had done pageants together. So we had a little bit of rapport talking about pageantry. And we were just talking a little bit about it backstage. She's like, oh yeah, pageants, blah, blah. She was like, yeah, but this is so different. And I was like, do tell. And I wish I never would have said those words because she was like, well,
she told.
She was like, being in pageants, like, sure, you're like, you're opening up your mind to be criticized. Mm-hmm. And she's like, but burlesque, it's you are opening your body.
Yeah.
Because you know that people, like, it's just something that we do. And it's like, I even as an audience member have like really tried to clock myself on this. And I've been really good at it lately, is that like, you truly remember like the performance and the outfits, but there are times where you're just like, wow, that person's body is so great. And you like, you glamorize what they look like when mm-hmm. it's like, that's not, it's not their body. It's their performance. Yeah. Their performance is gorgeous, or, you know, glamorizing. And it's trying to fix that way of thinking, because we put so much pressure not only on ourselves as performers, but even the audience members, you know, sometimes they're even out there and they're like, oh, I would not look good doing that compared to her. And when people say that to you and you're the one who got up there and performed, it's uncomfortable. Yeah. It's just like, we don't have to talk about their bodies. Let's talk about the costume. It's the redirect of like, the body is not.
Because all bodies are burlesque bodies. So exactly. Like, you know, it doesn't matter what you look like. If you get up there and perform and take your clothes off in front of a bunch of people, that's awesome. Because a lot of people don't do it, you know.
And never would.
Never would. Yeah. I mean, I never thought I would. And then I got up there and it did. And I was like, it clicks. It was like, I think it unlocks some sort of like exhibitionist thing for me. But, which, that's in a whole other conversation.
it's a back of my mind kind of thing. But like, the older I get, and I'm like, oh, it's
gotta that's work. The best time to do it, though.
Man. I know. But I'm just, when I was younger, I'm like, if everything else fails, military doesn't work, I'm getting a porn. And then I was like, and then in my 30s, I'm like, all right, well, late 30s, I'm like, maybe I'll do an OnlyFans kind of thing, you know, with cosplay. And I'm like, no, I start doing YouTube things. And I'm like, well, maybe burlesque.
Burlesque is a lot of fun. I fell head over heels for it. It's like, this is just like the way to perform.
The outfits I've seen that men wear, like your vest. Mm. Freaking sexy.
Yes. Like, of course, this is my offstage costume, so.
I've seen one in purple, and I freaking died. I'm a big fan of purple. I'm just like, it was just like, I can wear this. Mm-hmm. I can wear this.
Back cincher, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Like, the way you're wearing it right now is like.
Well, because it's made for men, so it's like, men can't wear corsets. Yes, they can. I mean, I did Rocky Horror for a long time. Yeah. I've worn a lot of corsets. But these are like the vest ones that I think are super snazzy.
So. May I ask, where do you get them and how expensive are they?
I've gotten some off of Amazon.
Okay.
As much as I don't want to promote Amazon, but you know, we all do. off of Amazon, they're about like $100. So it's not super cheap, but it's not super expensive.
They're
it's
awesome.
Actually not bad.
Yeah. And at some point, I'm going to take out the front and just put a zipper in it, because it's like, I want to be able to take it off fast, you know,
exactly.
For that little zipper reveal. So,
and you know how to do that? Like, you know how to sew and put all the.
One of the things being a punk kid, I sewed all my own stuff. So it's like, just, you know, I learned how to use a sewing machine
What?
Well, because I'm not super rich, so it's like I can't go out there and, you know, buy a bunch of costumes or whatever. Because some of the people.
You're not super rich.
I'm not super rich. None of us are, really.
I don't think anyone is anymore.
Right. So it's like, do I learn how to do so? I used to sew my own costumes, create my own stuff, put on snap tape, that sort of thing. Anything to be able to like take the clothes off faster. It's funny because sometimes I've actually gone out in public and had my tearaway stuff on because it's like I couldn't find my dress shirt. So I was like, all right, nobody noticed that it's like, you know, magnetized or something.
That's so cool. You're just like, hang on, everybody.
Yeah, it's like,
you know,
I'm ready to go if you want me to be. And it's funny because I'm out to most of my friends and stuff. So they mostly know that it's funny. I've had a lot of friends that actually see me naked on stage. It was like, is it awkward? No. Okay, great. But it's like I'm out to a lot of them that I do burlesque and stuff, and so it's there. They're like, anytime you want to do a command performance, like, okay.
You're like, I guess so. Tear away. Let's go.
Start the music.
Yeah, I love that you say I'm out to my friends. Like, it's very in the LGBTQ community. Like, I'm out to them. It's fine.
Well, there's a lot of secrecy when it comes to burlesque, because everyone has their personas. Everyone has their stage names and stuff like that. And some people get very upset if you know their real name.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Same thing with like art nude modeling or like travel modeling. Is that like you kind of, not like me, because I used my actual name like an idiot, but there was no rule book and there was no thing about it back in the day. But yeah, you're supposed to pick like a stage name or like something to kind of protect so you can have, I don't know, a normal life.
Yeah.
People can't look up where you live and that kind of stuff. So if you do decide to do burlesque, pick a fun name.
Right.
Do something fun.
And with anything, social media wise, too.
Yeah.
Lucky enough, I have a middle name, and it's Cosmo. But every once, like at work, I'm normal. and nobody really knows what I do.
Yeah.
So it's like perfect.
I'm normal.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You? Yeah.
No, seriously.
You're real normal.
I blend right in. Nothing crazy. No one knows anything about what I do on the outside, whatnot. Not even cosplay. Not even like YouTube and whatnot. And mm-hmm. I just go and work, and they call me my first name. And it takes me like seriously forever to readjust because everyone calls me Cosmo. I was like,
yeah.
Damn, this is where if I've had people walk in my bar that I know didn't recognize me.
So, wow.
Yeah. But yeah, having a persona is key, especially with cosplay, anything in life. Yeah. You know?
Well, for me, it's not really that big of a deal that people know who I am outside of my burlesque. If I wanted to be secretive, I shouldn't have had my family name tattooed on my arm. So it's like, yeah, there's little choices like maybe if I'd known I was going to get into stripping, I probably wouldn't have gotten that tattoo. But, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah, and not to mention, I've never been ashamed of what I do. It's like just some of the mistakes I've made in my life. So,
mm-hmm. Does any of like your family have any like? How do they feel? Do they
it's
know?
Weird. So my brother knows, and it's funny because I come from a Mormon family, so it's even better.
Oh my God! And you do a Book of Mormon. Damn, right?
It's deeply personal for me. So yeah,
I must see it.
So, but it's like my brother and my sister in law knows, which she follows my Instagram. It's like you've seen my ass way too many times, my sister in law.
Yes,
but it's kind of funny. I the rest of my family, I don't think knows. My mother definitely is, and probably doesn't know.
Okay,
because she doesn't want to know. But
checks out.
Yeah. But other than that, yeah, it's pretty, I'm pretty open about it. So
yeah, your dad doesn't know.
My dad is no longer alive. So it's
oh,
no big
I'm
deal.
So sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I should have known.
It's been a while. So
my mom actually, like, as soon as I turned 18, because I got scouted by Playboy, she like wanted to see my photos and was like, let me help you pick out which ones.
That's always so impressive when, you know, parents are like that too. It's like just supporting their kids no matter what they do.
Yeah. I feel like it's totally changed now. Like, I don't have kids, obviously, but like, it looks like I do in this room, but I don't have kids, but like, it's interesting to see, like, a couple of my friends do. Mm-hmm. And I love the place that we're in, like, I would say in the US mainly, that we're just like so accepting of like going to therapy and working on yourself and then not passing on generational trauma and like really trying to put a stop to like, just because it happened to me, I'm going to work hard to make sure I don't pass it along to my kids. And I don't know. It's so interesting that like, I feel like we're kind of letting go of some of that stuff.
Let's hope so.
There was a time when being a single parent was looked down upon.
Yeah.
As growing up.
So now it's like a badge of
freaking honor.
Yeah.
It's typical. Mm-hmm. And then like having like two dads or two moms as parents, that was like, well, how's a kid going to turn out?
Mm-hmm.
Kids
just are fine.
Just fine. Exactly. Right. So there's a lot of things that are being broken and like.
Oh, absolutely.
Become in like. Awesome. You know,
and that's also like boyless because it's like, you know, there's more men coming into it. No, I keep trying to encourage more people to do it. They're like, I could never do that. It's like, yes, you can. It's not that hard. Just get up there and tell a story, because that's the best thing about burlesque, is about telling stories. Like any fool can get up on stage and take their clothes off, go up there and, you know, and communicate a story to me, whether that's, you know, with the music, whether that's with your costume, whether that's with your routine. Mm-hmm. That's the part that I love about it.
Like, yeah. And especially in LA or like in bigger cities where it's really hard to actually do theater now.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen so many
arts are under attack.
Yeah. I've seen so many like people that will go and wait to audition for like Broadway, like this show or that show. And they'll be waiting the night before at 4 a.m. as like a non-union or like a non, what is it?
Equity.
Equity. Thank you. Yeah. Like, they'll stand out overnight to like maybe be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy that it's so difficult now to even get an audition. Yeah. Whereas like burlesque, sure, you still have to tape and submit your auditions, but like, you actually get to get up on stage and get better.
Yep.
Like there's not that for theater right now, which is a crime. We're hiring all famous people.
That's why a lot of actors go back and do theater. They're like, all right, let's go back to basics because it's more freer and it's just, movies are great.
It's also just live. I mean, there's nothing like live theater. Like, you get that instant feedback from the audience. And the same thing with burlesque. It's like, that's one of the best things. It's like, you're right there and you can just get it from the audience. Yeah. And it's
I used to do music.
It's addictive.
I used to be in a band and I loved that feeling, being up on stage.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
Theater, like in high school, like drama, like did like Carousel and like Grease and The Phantom. I'm like, this is awesome. But it was harder. I mean, things happen when you get older, whatever. Yeah. But like, to look for it now, I'm like, damn. There was a time where like going to Upright Citizen Brigade or Spin City was like, anyone can go. Now it's like, where are they?
Yeah.
Where are they now? I'm like, now I want to join an improv class. I'm like, There are a few far between, but they're a lot more expensive because it's so, it's such a dead thing that it's like, all right, we need to bump up the price.
Yep.
Have stricter rules and guidelines so we can have less people, or we end up like Disney, hiring a bunch of people, then firing a bunch of people. You know,
like Disney do.
Yeah, like Disney do. Yeah, but they do that it's tough. So
often. Oh, that was one of my first jobs, was the Disney job, and got laid off.
Yeah, out here in California.
No, actually, it was in, where was that? Covina, California, I think it was, where they had, they used to, way back when they had Club Disney's. That's how old I am.
Okay.
They had Club Disney's there, and Disney was like, hey, we can either keep the ducks or we can lay off everybody and close all the Club Disneys. And that's what they ended up doing. And then a year later, they got rid of the ducks. So it's like, that's one of the reasons why I'm not a ducks fan.
Oh, man. That's upsetting. You're like holding on to that grudge forever.
I love that job too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I used to work in Orlando, so I get that.
Fair.
It was fun. But I left. I was like, this is a lot. All the girls here are mean. I quit.
That being said, I'd go back to Disney if they were hiring, but you know.
There you go. I mean, if they were hiring after they just laid off one of them all.
Right.
There was never a character I could like wanted to play until like Princess and the Frog. I'm like,
oh my God, yes.
I can play back.
You got two options there too. Yeah. I mean, they're both good. Yeah, Nadine's fun and Dr. Facilier is one of the best Disney villains ever.
And it's Keith David's
my idol. Oh my God,
my spirit animal. My voice spirit animal. But yeah, it's tough. Yeah. It's tough. But like Burlesque, though, one of these days, I'll try it out.
You should do.
I was hoping my partner do it, and I was going to like, Ginny, you want me to play guitar in the background? It'd be sexy.
Yeah.
You just be up there and just, you can take things off of me if you want. But
there you go.
As long as I have a guitar covering my parts, that's all good. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'd look up Samson Knight. He's in New York. He's an amazing burlesque performer.
Okay. So. Will do. Okay.
I mean, you never know. Your partner still might get into it.
So. I hope so.
Yeah. It's not off the table.
I hope so. I always tell him, I'm like, you should do it. You should do it. You should do it. You should do it. Like for like since I've known her. So
yeah.
When I first started performing, my partner was not super into the idea. And then after she got used to it, it was like, yeah, okay, I can see this now. Yeah. So it's awesome. So
yeah.
Okay.
So you may get into it, and then she may get into it, or you know, make it better. So
I mean, all of her friends. I've gone to so many
right
and, like shows, and it's just awesome. I've seen them all, and I'm like, this is a great world. And I do it's Dork.
An amazing world.
I mean, I'm not part of their group, but I do the door for one of Vita's performances at the Knucklehead, and I'm just like,
is that the ghost show?
Yeah,
I want to see that so bad.
Oh, it's so amazing. She's 29th of June. Mm. She'll be back in town. I'll be the door guy for that one. I'll get you guys.
It's 29th of June. I'll put it on my calendar.
Yes, please.
I'll make sure that I can be there.
Please. It's amazing. There's always somebody from something of ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Either like somebody that was in the music video or a member that used to be a member or something like that.
That's so cool.
It's just amazing seeing that camaraderie of like everyone. The stagehands and this person, the one that's doing the lights and the one that's doing this, the one that's picking up the stuff. And I'm just like, absolutely phenomenal how it's put together. And I just love that community. You know,
it's great. I feel blessed every time they're like, just to be allowed to exist in this, especially as a straight man in burlesque. It's kind of insane. But it's not lost on me.
Yeah. So I get a little choked up. Oh yeah. It's such a great community. And I'm happy that you found like a good, like people around you to kind of like lift you up. Cause I have heard when I first got started that like, it can be kind of like catty. There can be that. But it's all in the company that you keep, and it's all in your like backstage demeanor, I guess, for lack of a better term. It's like, as long as like everybody's there bringing each other up and like being complimentary and, you know, not trying to stir any trouble, then it's like, we can all get along. We all have a space here.
Yeah.
There's room for us all.
I'm an ENFP, so it's like, I'm always trying to build people up, like more so than myself, but
same here.
Yeah. So it's like that's what it always draws me to, is like people, you know, owning their bodies and owning their sexuality and actually, you know, getting up there performing. And it's so inspiring. So I love it.
I have a question.
Absolutely.
Ooh. How big is your oh shit bag?
My oh shit bag?
Yeah. Oh.
It is a nice size gym bag. It depends on what routine I'm doing that day, but usually there's a bunch of, you know, top stick. Usually there's like my entire makeup kit in case I need to use makeup or whatever, which most guys don't have to use makeup, unfortunately.
I use makeup. I'm starting to use makeup. I like it.
I wore a lot of makeup when I was in a punk band because it was a horror punk. So I always did the whole like horror makeup stuff.
Yeah. And, nice.
But you know, so it's like, I'm not opposed to makeup, but it's like most times guys don't need to wear it on stage, but
yeah, me neither.
Well, we're not being washed out by lights and stuff.
Yeah, I don't worry at all.
So my oh shit bag is pretty big. Like I got a sewing kit in there just in case something, because I've had to, like, for some reason I wanted to show in Palm Springs. The underwear I had for my outer layer or to hide the thong, like the elastic band separated at the last minute, so I had to sit there and just, you know, stitch it really quickly. So,
oh dang,
yeah,
that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, remember Gwen's?
Yeah. Oh my God, she brought like this huge like trunk.
Yes.
It was insane. And then like she insisted on it was the whole episode had to get like chopped up because she'd be like, 1 second. I'm gonna find it. And then she'd be gone, just in the trunk. And then she'd come back with whatever thing she was trying to talk about. It was amazing.
It was like, big. But she also, like, you know, housed a bunch of other women too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Extra. Extra.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing too, is like if you're in the dressing room and, you know, and you're like, I don't have something, you have like four different women going, hey, here you go. Like, sweet, thank you.
Just like cosplay.
Yeah.
You know, and I've done some theater stuff, and I get kind of embarrassed when people just drop trout, doing all this stuff, blah, 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 getting dressed, talking at the same time, putting on makeup. And I'm like, you're naked right now, but this is theater, right? And then you go to like a cosplay performance, whatnot, the same thing. I'm like, it's cosplay. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, why should I not be looking? That one Pokemon we went to?
Yeah.
In the warehouse?
The Baby No Money one.
Yeah, yeah. Where I was like in the back, and I'm like, should I be back here? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to walk away.
I'm still like that. It's one of those moments like, is it okay? And I've got a rapport with most of the women I work with now, so it's like they don't even care. Like, they've been full on nude in the room, and it's like, oh, this is interesting. You're like, just a coworker.
Right. Yeah. Eyes looking at your eyes,
yeah.
Looking
no,
into your soul.
I'm attracted to the human body, period.
Oh, yeah.
You're a girl. And it's, if my friends do anything like OnlyFans or anything like that, I don't look.
Yeah.
I can't.
I find it's different, especially when performing, because it's like, I'm attracted to women.
Yeah.
Most of these women are insanely attractive. But it's like when I'm in writer mode or when I'm in burlesque mode, it's like they're just coworkers. It's like there's nothing sexual there whatsoever. So
that's good.
Yeah, at the Hollywood Burlesque Festival, it was a little weird being backstage with people that, like, I've seen perform for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there was, like, one or two that would, like, walk around and talk to everybody as they were fully naked.
Yep.
And I was just kind of like, girl, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on,
there's some that are just feral animals that are just, like, running around and you know, with pasties and a C-cup. And it's like,
yep.
Okay.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. No, it's so much fun. But at the same time, it's like, you're completely nude in front of me right now. This is weird.
Yeah. Especially like for me, when it was somebody who I look up to and I've seen them perform many times. And I'm just like, I feel a little weird. Like, you, okay, great. So there was a couple times where I just decided like, I need to get my head in the game. So I don't walk out of this room.
Can I ask one
more
question?
Bodies.
Yeah.
As a male, have you ever... accidentally
gotten aroused on
yes.
Never. It's
never.
Weird.
That's
yeah, no,
cool.
I thought I would at one point. Like, I mean, when I've done duets before, you know, it's like, and you're really close to that person.
Mm-hmm.
As a man, you can feel yourself sort of like getting a little aroused,
the tingles,
but it's like,
yeah.
but then your rational brain kicks in. It's like, this is not a sexual moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've never actually gotten aroused on stage before.
I wore a dance cup for the first time last year spandex costume for Comic-Con. And I thought to myself, I'm like, I'm very exposed. This is like second skin. I've always wanted to do Spider-Man, but this was a test for something else.
Yeah.
I had a trench
skin
coat.
Tight too.
Yeah. I had a trench coat. I'm not there. And I'm dancing with a bunch of people. I went to a party. And I was like, okay, not bad. Nothing. Like, I was like, you know, some of the people that were hot. I'm like, cool. I found like another rogue. I was like, I was cosplaying as Gambit. And I found a rogue and we're dancing together. I'm like, this is freaking cool. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
No problem. Because I thought it was going to be a big problem. I'm like, damn.
No, once you get out of your head, it's a lot easier. Like,
yeah.
I think when you're overthinking things, that's when it starts getting an issue or whatever.
Right.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Just don't overthink things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you just got to let your...
I'm not here for sex. I'm here for
shit
sexy times.
I'm here for
sex. To, you know, impress people.
Right. It's important for people to know. It's like,
separate,
you're putting on a sexy act, but it's not...
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing inviting. There's consent about
so
it.
So, our Barker... Barnaby does a really good job at this, and one of the things he always says is that sexuality is not consensuality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those taglines he always uses. And I was like, it's kind of like Rocky Horror. Sexy is not, or Rocky Horror, it's Consent is not only sexy, it's mandatory. So.
Mandatory, yep.
Yeah.
All right. I did.
But it's like, that's, yeah. So we're there, we're sharing our bodies with you, but you know, it's like, if we want, you know, don't touch us, we'll touch you. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And they do a really good job of like introducing that at the top of each show, I feel like, lately.
Yeah.
But anyways, dang, this was really great. Like, I feel so like invited and just,
Yeah. No, you're well. I love people discovering burlesque. It's so much fun. Like, they need more people to show up and try, because it's unfortunately, it's been hard to get shows sometimes, and it's like a lot of shows are getting hard to put people in seats. So it's like more people doing more is always good.
It's the economy, right? Not everybody has money to go buy a ticket now.
That's fair, you know, or throw money at people, because that's what we love. Yeah. Have money thrown at us.
Exactly. But save up your money. Like, yes. Don't get Starbucks. Come see a show. Like, you don't need those calories. Come see the show instead.
We need more rhinestones in our costume. Come throw it at us.
Yeah. Come join us. Where can everybody on social media find you?
At writerallnight. Or writerallnight.com. That works too.
Amazing. And then Cosmo, where can everybody find you?
The Cosmo Network. You can see some old episodes of whatnot currently in the works. So it's like being built as we speak, but also at the Cosmo Network on Instagram and Cosmo 666 on Instagram as well.
Amazing. And you all know where to find me, Dare Taylor Official on Instagram. I've got all the stuff there, all the buttons. Check out our Delulu Canoe podcast also on Instagram as well. For some reason, we have like 10,000 followers on there now, and not everybody's subscribed over here. So like, subscribe if you haven't already.
That's how it is.
And don't forget, since we have a guest today, we'll be taking this on over to Patreon to answer your spicy questions.
Yes, so spicy.
Let's go switch on over to there. And hey, don't forget that Delulu is the Salulu.
Woohoo!
Bye. Oh my gosh, and we have new merch. Go get yourself a Sherpa blanket.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with this one. Like, it's very nice.
It's very soft.
Go get you a Sherpa blanket. You have one too in your chair.
Oh, I do, yes.
Yours isn't Sherpa though.
Oh, but it's still fuzzy.
DeluluCanoeMerch.com. Okay, bye.